This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. As we catch our collective breath before the 2020 campaigns really get going, and yes, I know they've kind of already started, but work with me here, it is worth taking a look back at one of the big winners in November's midterms, public health insurance coverage, specifically expansion of Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act. Three conservative states, Idaho, Nebraska, and Utah, passed ballot measures expanding their programs, and two other states elected governors who've said they will push for that expansion. Kansas is one of those two. And as Peggy Lowe reports now from KCUR, a lot of Kansans are hanging their hopes on that campaign pledge.
Amanda Dabrowski visited the Health Partnership Clinic in Olathe, Kansas at the end of November to sign up for Medicaid. She's had a tough year. Her husband died. She's disabled from a work injury, so she doesn't have a job. And she's caring for her 7-year-old daughter. Then on top of that, the clinic said she didn't qualify for Medicaid.
I make too much for Medicaid, but I don't make enough to get some assistance on the marketplace, on Obamacare. I don't understand how that happens.
Here's how that happens. Dabrowski was told that income from her and her daughter's Social Security placed her above the Medicaid eligibility limits. But her income was also below the limit for subsidies under the Affordable Care Act. She was in what's called the coverage gap, the more than 2 million low-income adults in the U.S. who fall into the gap that comes from states that have not expanded Medicaid.
I won't say what I really feel about it, because I'm still pretty angry.
Dabrowski was told that if Kansas had a Medicaid expansion program, she'd probably get coverage. Despite Republican resistance during the past decade, Medicaid expansion could be passed in Kansas next year, thanks to a new governor. Democrat Laura Kelly even mentioned it during her victory speech on election night.
It's long past time to expand Medicaid. Yes!
The state senator who gets sworn in January defeated Chris Kobach, a conservative Republican who opposed expansion. State research shows that covering an estimated 150,000 low-income residents could cost Kansas more than $100 million.
For Governor-elect Kelly, there you have a governor who both understands why the Medicaid expansion might be a good deal and important for the citizens of Kansas.
Diane Rowland is the top Medicaid expert at the Kaiser Family Foundation, a health policy research group. So far, 37 states have adopted Medicaid expansion. Rowland says states are at a tipping point on Medicaid expansion because voters said it was their top priority leading into the midterms.
We've seen in our polling that the public is much more aware now of the importance of Medicaid. More in the public have a connection to someone who has benefited from the Medicaid coverage.
But that doesn't mean it will be an easy sell for the new Kansas governor. Dan Hawkins, a Republican representative from Wichita, is fighting it. He says many states that passed the expansion are having trouble paying for it.
It doesn't stop hospitals from closing. It doesn't even solve the problem.
Governor-elect Kelly counters Medicaid expansion can pay for itself. She pointed to Louisiana, where that state's governor recently announced that it saved more than $300 million while creating some 19,000 jobs.
I can't, I won't bust the budget.
As of now, Amanda Dabrowski doesn't have any health insurance. She had quit her job at a Walmart distribution center because she injured her back and she couldn't work. She worries about how she'll pay for the spinal injections and other medications she takes for the pain. She found out she didn't qualify for Medicaid in late November, just days after the anniversary of her husband's death.
I just feel so defeated.
If Medicaid expansion is passed in Kansas, Dabrowski says she will run back to the clinic and get signed up. In Kansas City, I'm Peggy Lowe for Marketplace.